As I began to think about this weekend, as I began to think, Lord, what would you like me to share this morning? What is on your heart this morning? And as I was sitting there, I began to just praise him. Just lift my hands, just lift my heart, and began to just praise the Lord. And a smile came on my face, and I just began to thank him for the things that he's done in my life. I began to thank him for the things he's done in my family. I began to thank him for my church and where we've gone and what we're doing and how we're growing. I began to thank him for my friends and for the things that are going on in their lives. And then I began to thank him for the ministry that he gave to me and that he's allowing me to do. And I just began to just praise him. And as I began to just praise him, a smile came on my face, and I literally became overwhelmed, and tears welled up in my eyes, and it was like I just had this most amazing feeling deep in my spirit, and I just was like, it felt so wonderful just to be in his presence and just to praise him. And as I began to speak, the Lord began to speak to my heart. I was just praising him and praising him. And the Lord spoke to my spirit, and he said, this is how it feels when you praise me. I want you to feel what you're feeling, but when you're praising me, this is what I feel in my own spirit. I begin to just literally, my heart swells. When you're praising me, my heart swells. And I thought, wow, Lord, you know, it just touched my heart. And then he says, but think about when someone praises you. I thought, okay, doesn't happen very often. He says, but think about it. When someone says, great job, Sandy. You know, oh, you know, you did a wonderful job. Or look what you've done. Look what the Lord has done through you or whatever. Not thanking me, because that's a different thing. Thanking God and praising God are two different things. And I thought, feels pretty good. And he goes, yes, Sandy, it does. But think about when you're praised just because someone loves you. Not because you've done something, not because of something you've accomplished, but just because they love you. And I thought, oh, Father. And I began to think of myself when I would hug my son or my husband or my family or my friends just because I love them and just say, I'm so glad you're here. I'm just glad that you're around me, or I'm glad that you're with me. And I began to think, coming up soon is Father's Day. And a lot of us have dads that are still on the earth. Some of us don't. But we have our Heavenly Father. And our Heavenly Father put in my heart, he says, every day should be Father's Day when it's our relationship, just you and me. I thought, wow. And my heart just began to swell. And as he began to put that in my heart, I thought, Lord, today I'm going to praise you. I'm just going to have a day that, Lord, I'm just going to, just at different times today, Lord, I'm just going to think of you and I'm just going to praise you. And initially I called it random acts of praise. I'm just going to, just today, Lord, I'm going to just randomly acts of praise. And I began to think of that, and the Lord put on my heart, what does random mean? And I never really thought of what random means, just whatever. And he had me look it up on the dictionary of all things. And random means scattered, aimless, erratic, hit or miss. I thought, now that is not what I want my praise to be called. So I thought, okay, so I looked at the antonym, the opposite of random, and the opposite of random, one of the words, was thoughtful. I thought, okay, Lord, then I want thoughtful acts of prayers, or of praise, thoughtful acts of praise today. And I thought, full of thought acts of praise today. And so as I began to go through my day, I began to just, it was just something this welled up inside of me, and I felt better. I had a better attitude. And of all things, I began to feel so good inside, I wanted to do thoughtful acts of kindness. It began to grow inside of me, and it wasn't just that I was walking around just praising the Lord, but I began to feel differently inside. And I wanted to do something good for somebody. And the Lord says, Sandy, this is what I want for you each and every day. This is how I want you to walk each and every day. My whole attitude changed that day. And I, all because my mind was not set on, and I'm a busy person, I'm not gonna lie. I am a busy person. I've got jobs, more than one. I've got things that I do that I'm responsible for. I have ministry that's in California and here, and I'm responsible for a lot of things. A lot of things are happening. So what I did for me personally, because I know me, I know that once I get started in my day, I'm going to take off, and it's going to be like a bull in a china shop. I'm just going to take off. And so, and believe it or not, if any of you see me at church, I'm always writing down when the Lord, when I'm listening to what pastor's saying or whoever, I'm writing things down because I have a tendency to leak information. There's so much stuff in this little brain up here, I literally leak information. So I will write things down so I can go back and look and hang on to it and not lose it. And so what I did was I put sticky notes. I put one on my computer, on my bathroom mirror. I've got, praise you, Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that's in me. Bless the Lord. And I will tell you this morning, I got a phone call first thing, and it was something that was pretty rough. A person that, a family, not family, but a close friend situation in their life, and they're not in this area, but it was pretty tragic. And my first thought was, oh. And I went into the bathroom, and I looked up at my mirror, and it was, bless the Lord at all times. And it was like, I'm not going to bless the Lord for this situation, but I can bless the Lord in the situation. I can praise God in the situation because he will help me through that situation. He'll help me to pray. And my life, literally, this week has been, it has been awesome. And so because of that, literally, I began to think, okay, now, Lord, now I'm doing good. I'm priming the pump, and I'm getting ready for this week. And I began to think, okay, God, now how am I going to bless the people today? How am I going to bless my church family? How am I going to get up there this morning and make a difference in somebody's life? You know how you get, you know, like, okay, let's go, let's go. What are we going to do? And the Lord prompted me to do something, and was like, what? And he said, Sandy, you're asking how can we bless them, but Sandy, let me ask you this. How can we bless him? Now, I'm not going to lie. I've been in ministry for a long time. I started doing Sunday school when I was a teenager. I taught Sunday school and then became the head of the Sunday school department in early 20s. And then the Lord gave me a full-time ministry in my 20s, which I have never really not been without a ministry since then. I teach and I share, and I've been up in front of people for a long, long time. And never once has the Lord says, how are you going to bless me in this meeting? So it was like, okay, this might be fun. And I'll be honest with you, I got excited. I mean, I really did, because it was like, how are we going to bless God? And he began to put things on my heart, and I thought, uh-oh, you know, Lord, they might not appreciate this. And then it was like, if I give it to you, it's going to be okay. So then I got excited, because it was like, oh, we, this morning, are going to bless our Heavenly Father. As a corporate group, we are going to bless him. So I thought, okay, Lord, my title of my message this morning is Thoughtful Acts of Praise. So, Lord, how can we thoughtfully do something to bless you? And then he gave me exactly what we're going to do this morning. And it was like, okay, hang on to your seats. Because the Lord says, I am blessed when I hear my kids share what I have done in their lives. When they stand up and give a praise report, when they stand up and share what is on their heart, what God has done for them. He says, think about when you have done something for your kids and they'll go and tell, hey, guess what my mom did for me? Guess what my daughter did for me? Guess what my friend did for me? Oh my gosh, she did this and this and this. And the Lord just put on my heart and he says, that blesses me when I hear how I have blessed my kids from their own mouths. And I thought, okay, then Lord, since this is what you're wanting done, then nobody can be mad at me. I would like to share first. Thoughtful act of praise. I began to think this that day when I was, literally when the tears were coming, I began to think, Lord, what you have done for me. And I began to think back 25 years ago, how the Lord, I was literally vacuuming the rug in my living room, and the Lord put upon my heart, start a women's ministry. Well, I had just left a women's ministry because I was so busy. And I'm going, my first thought, my first instinct was, in my second, literally, it was just like boom, boom. It was almost like so fast that I was excited. I dropped the vacuum cleaner, and it was like, wow, we're starting a women's ministry. Because it was so strong in my spirit that I knew. It wasn't Sandy wanting to do this, because Sandy had just left something because Sandy was busy. But when God does a thing, that was 25 years ago. And we have ministries. We have 4 retreats in California. We have retreats here. We have lots of meetings other than day events in California and day events here. I've seen God move through women's lives, change hearts and lives. It's amazing. And I began to thank God for that. And he said, Sandy, that's what I want this morning. I want to hear praise reports from my kids' mouths. And so we're going to start this morning. And I'm not going to lie, there were a few people that their faces came to me immediately when this happened. And I'm not going to call everybody and ask. I'm not. But I am going to call some. And the first one is Shelly. Honest to goodness, Shelly, your face came before me. And it was like, Shelly has something to say this morning, a random act, thoughtful act of praise. I would like for you to come up here. Yeah, I know. That's what I said to the Lord. Really? And he said, really? They're going to come up to the mic, and they're going to share their heart. And when they do, watch what happens. Can somebody bring me a box of tissues? I was going to have one up here, I got one right here. Thank you, son. Appreciate that. And it's going to be right here, because the Lord told me we're going to need them. But here is what the Lord wanted, and Shelly gets to start.
Baby, I know. Okay, all yours.
Wow, what a surprise. As she was talking, I was sitting there, and I was thinking of a million things the Lord's blessed me with. And most everyone knows that Mason is my miracle boy, and I think everyone knows that story. But what really was laid on my heart as she was talking was about years ago, probably 25 years ago, I was in a point in my life where I was in a dark place, and I didn't know that I believed that there was a God. And I was very rebellious and very angry in my life. And I was tricked into a camping trip with some people who lived more on the dark side of life. And I did not know that they had changed their lives and turned it over to the Lord. And they hadn't shared that with me yet, but they asked me to go camping with them. And I was like, yeah, that sounds good. That's where I want to go. And I went up to a place called Pine Flats. And when we got there, this place was packed full of people. There were bikers. There were what you might call a yuppie. There were all kinds of walks of life. There were Western people. It was a huge church revival in the mountains. And different churches had come together. And I kind of looked at them like, to be honest, I thought it was going to be a party weekend. And they said, well, you know, Shelly, we've changed our lives around a lot, and we've accepted Christ, and there's no pressure. You know, there's hot springs, and there's fishing, and there's hiking. And you can go do whatever you want to do. You don't have to come to the church services that are going to be in this little picnic area. You can go off and still enjoy the mountains and do your own thing, and if it's placed on your heart and you want to come, come. And I was like, oh, all right. So being not ready, I spent 2 days wandering around, going to the hot springs, doing my own thing, not really feeling led to have to go listen to a church thing. I thought it might be boring. And I went on the last day, and I listened to people's testimonies. And I listened to people who had been devil worshipers and had changed their lives over and started to follow Christ. And they started talking about how, are you sick and tired? Are you tired? Are you done doing it all on your own? Are you tired of living this life and doing it your way? Are you done? And that spoke really, really strong to me. Because I thought, yeah, I'm tired. I'm tired of doing it all on my own. And they said, you know, if you want your life to change, if you want things in your life to change, you want it to go a different way, then ask the Lord to come into your life. Surrender to Him. Really surrender your heart to the Lord. And I decided on that day that I wanted that. But being as arrogant and rebellious as I was, even in my sinner's prayer, as you say that, okay, say the sinner prayer after me, I said, Lord, I need you to show me that you're real. And I'm sure everyone asks you this. But I'm telling you in my heart of hearts, and I'm not lying, if you'll show me, give me some kind of sign that I'm not being a fool here. I'm not just following a group of people that are fanatics or that are just crazy. I don't know. Let me know that this is a real deal. And for the first time in my life, I got to feel the Holy Spirit. And He drifted down and He wrapped His arms around me. And I never felt so much love and peace. And I felt like every hurt I'd ever felt poured out of my eyes. But it was an invisible hug that was so real that it just shook me to my core. I've never forgotten it. And I've never felt something so warm and loving in my life. And it changed me from being on the fence of, wow, is God real? To, oh yes, He's real. And I've tried the last 20 years, and I haven't always been diligent, but I have stayed to what I promised, which is that I do try to live my life for the Lord. I still make mistakes, I still sin, and I'm not perfect. But in my heart of hearts, I love Him, and I know, and I would tell anybody that God is real.
Amen. Didn't that bless your heart? Think about our Heavenly Father this morning. He is just going, yes, yes, that's my heart. We're a family and we care for each other. And we are blessed when one of our own is blessed. One of the shortest chapters in the Bible is Psalms 117. Literally, it's just a couple of verses. And in the Amplified Version, it says, oh, praise the Lord, all you nations, meaning everybody, not just Jewish people, but those that were non-Jewish people. Praise Him, all you people, for His mercy and loving kindness are great towards us. And the truth and faithfulness of the Lord endure forever. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Another Psalm, 118, 21 through 24 says, I will praise you, for you have answered me. I have become my salvation, He has. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise His name. I mean, literally, praise His name. Praise His name for everything. Praise Him for what He does in our hearts. The Lord put it on my heart. He was like, Sandy, this morning, I want to just hear my kids. I want to hear my kids share their heart. There's many, many times that I know that we, as we walk, things come at us, and we wonder, my goodness, Lord, where are you? And the Lord says, I have never left you. Yes, but Lord, you don't understand. I'm going through this, and I'm going through this, and He's saying, but you don't understand. I have never left you. But it feels like you have. Then open your eyes, because I have never left you. I have never left you. Lord put it on my heart last night that there would be people here this morning that are going through trials, going through pain, and questioning whether that God maybe did a left turn when they did a right turn. And the Lord says, you know, I promised you, I promised you, I would never leave you. I would never forsake you. I would hold your hand. I would lift your hand when you feel at your most lowest point. I will never leave you. I have another one. Heidi. I'm not kidding you. There were a few people whose faces came before me last night. I'm not going to say everybody in the church did, but there were a few. And Heidi, you were definitely one of them. And if you would be kind enough to come up here and give a thoughtful word of praise to your Heavenly Father, to your Jesus and Holy Spirit.
Thanks. Most of you know that I'm a mom of an addict that has just been tortured. And about 5 years ago, I had a great friend. Some of you may know her, Pam Holland. She started inviting me to women's Bible studies, Beth Moore. And Beth said, if you give it to God, he'll take it. No matter what, he'll take it. He promises that he will take it. So I thought, yeah, sure. So I started to pray. I wasn't quite sure what I was praying for, but I wanted the pain to stop. I wanted to stop hurting so much for my son. I couldn't fix him. I couldn't make it right. My mother's stuff wasn't working. The mojo wasn't happening. So I said, take him. I can't do this. Please, just take him from me. I don't know what you're going to do with him, but he's yours. And, you know, I didn't agree with him a lot of the times, but he took him. He went to prison twice. And this whole time that he's gone, I have this uncontrollable, I'm calm. I'm okay. He's alive. I'm okay. God blessed me with peace, strength, comfort, because I gave it to him. And my son Colton, he brought us to this church. He brought us here. 1.5 years ago, Mom, you've got to come and check this church out. So we went with him. This has just been the greatest thing in our life, to have all of you, to be open, to be honest with what I'm going through, to feel like I'm not judged, because that's huge. I mean, I take a lot of hits in my life because I have an addict child. But once I found God, I mean, really found him, it was okay. I could take the hits, because you know what? I get a lot more back from people saying, help me, Heidi, what do I do? And my response every single time is, you got to have God, because you can't do this without him. You just cannot do it without him. You got to praise him. You got to ask him for help, because he's going to give it to you. He's going to give it to you, and he's going to take it away. I promise you this. He is going to take it away.
Now, thank you. Before I start again, Chuck, I'm not going to lie. There were like 4 different people that came to my mind over this last week. And Chuck, you, Heidi, Shelley, and there's another one that happens to be here, which I will be calling up too. But Chuck, the Lord wants you to share this one.
Do what? What do you want me to say?
A thoughtful act of praise.
Thoughtful act of prayer. I brought my own tissue. There's times since I joined this church, like about 15 years ago, that I always thought, well, heck, you know, I'm just going to church. And then the pastor said, why don't you be an elder? shocked the living daylights out of me. So here I am, I'm an elder, and through that time, the Lord has saved me 7 times. I've had motorcycle wrecks that should have killed me. I've had a car wreck that should have killed me. I had cancer that they saved me 3 times. I could have died 3 times. There's times that I've been going to work in Boise, and any hunter knows that when a deer jumps something, it don't just stop. I was going to work right here on the freeze out, and that deer jumped and he stopped dead. I had no way to miss him if he kept coming. But I know the Lord stopped him right then and there. And like I said, I've had cancer. I'm got one more test to go on a CAT scan. And if that comes out okay, they say they'll see me in 10 years.
Praise God.
And I go to the VA and they are strict. And I had 10 years ago, I had what they call a colonoscopy. And they said it was okay. But then come back in 5 years. They say every 5 years you got to. Well, 5 years ago, I came back and they found 2 polyps. They said, we want you to come back. On Monday, I came back. And they said, they don't want to see me for 10 years.
Praise God.
So it's complete. And that's the Lord.
Amen.
And in the 27th of next month, I go for my last CAT scan, like I said. And I know it's going to be cancer-free. And so, like I said, 7 times the Lord has saved me. And like I said, in about all the years I've been coming to this church, I've watched my wife, I've watched my daughters, my adopted daughter, Shelley. The spirit hits them, and they go on the floor. And what, last time we had a speaker here, him and his wife, I went up there, and that was the first time that I hit the floor. The spirit hit me, and I know I bounced a few times in my head. It hit, I know, but it didn't hurt. Because I know the Lord was there holding me up.
Amen.
And I thank him very dearly. There's a lot of people here that know me. And I love every one of you. Let's place you in Armory Gym right over there. Because 2 years ago, I fell out of a tree deer hunting and broke my ankle. And he saved me then because I went down 20 feet and lived on my back. And the only thing that happened was I had a broken ankle. And I know he saved me then. But then Jim won't let me forget it. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Yes. I've learned how to praise the Lord. He actually had to teach me because I would say, Lord, I love you, I praise you. And then I began to thank him for this and thank him for that. And the Lord says, no, Sandy, praise me. Okay, Lord, I praise you. Thank you for my son and thank you for my husband. And he says, Sandy, praise me. And he began to teach me how to just turn my heart to him, not thanking him for things, but praising him for who he is, praising him for what he means to me. And I have, I even wrote it in here, but as a suggestion, because in my heart, I want to bless somebody. I want to praise their life. And Noreen, you are a blessing in my life. You, when you walk into a room, your smile lights up the room. When you speak, it's always from a sweet spirit. And I find myself wanting just to be around you because of who you are. Your wisdom is amazing. You literally, when I feel like I have a need, I know if I speak to you that my heart will be better because of just being around you. I wanted to speak a blessing into your life. That is praising someone or the Lord. That's how it works. I didn't thank her for who she was, but I praised her. I spoke a blessing into her life. And the Lord says to us that in Psalms 34, 1 through 4, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Hear that? I will bless the Lord. I wanted to bless my friend. I blessed her. I spoke a blessing into her life because she means something to me. And the Lord says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from my fears. From stepping out and praising the Lord by just joining my spirit literally with his, he did something special for me. And in the word here, it talks about even he saying, he delivered me from all my fears. And hey, we're all human. There are things in our lives that we are fearful of, things that are maybe happening with our friends, our loved ones, maybe in our own body that brings fear. And the Lord says, bless me. Bless me at all times. Praise me continually, and I will deliver you from all your fears. The last person on my list, and not the last person that's coming up this morning, but I had some people on my heart that I know that the Lord says I want them to come up because they have something to share, and I want to hear it, and it's Brooke. Brooke, if you would come forward, and let's give the Lord a thoughtful act of praise. A thoughtful act of praise. The Lord is so good. Thank you, Brooke.
What are you doing to me? Well, the one thing that comes to my mind that I would share would be, it's amazing to see where you started and where you ended. Well, not ended, but where you are now. I was saved when I was 16. I went to church with my friends a couple of times and never really saw myself as, you know, marrying a pastor into a pastor's family. Never once did I see that. You know, I grew up in a construction worker's home, and we worked and we got things done, and then we chilled and we on the weekends, and we didn't do anything, you know. And going to church for me was like, well, that day's for cleaning and for hanging out on the couch and hanging out in the backyard and barbecuing, you know. And what I've learned from where I started and where I am now is that, you know, being in a relationship with God is an everyday thing, you know. I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't have the certain people in my life to show me that. And, you know, I never thought that when I was 16 and going to the Mormon church that I'd end up in a Pentecostal church and be married to the pastor's son. That was a fork in the road, and I chose the very right decision, the very right route to go, in my own personal opinion. But, you know, God has, he puts you in certain places so that when you get to one point, you know that when you went through that, that this was for now. I went through, you know, some very hard times at home when I had my in-home daycare. It was very hard on me. But I know that if I hadn't done that, I wouldn't be where I am now. And my business is my ministry, and I owe all of that to God. God is, Lord, thank you for my business. You know, his knowledge and his foresight for me scared me. It scared me. Like, you know, running a business and being in ministry and even the things that he has for me now that he keeps on whispering to me, and I'm like, whoa. That's really scary for me. But I love his foresight. I love where he's putting all of us. He has that for all of us. You're where you are right now. You're facing this giant. You're facing your own Goliath for this in the future. And I've got a couple of Goliaths in front of me, but I know that I know. Because I know from experience and what he's put me through in the past that he's just going to hurl me right over that Goliath, right over that mountain. And I love who he is. I love his heart. I love how he cares for us. That's what I love about God. And I guess that's all I have to say.
That's precious.
Before I start again, the Lord just put on my heart to bring up another person, Thomas. Bless your heart. Thank you very much.
All right, then. Well, mine's not as easy to understand as praise, I suppose, but I guess you don't always get to pick your testimony. Ever since you started talking, what jumped into my mind was not so much something amazing that God had done for me, but something more or less that I get to watch God do in someone else's life. I think it was March, my wife's father, her biological father, passed away in a car accident, and it broke my wife. And to watch that was horrible. Horrible. It broke so many people, and I don't know that it was just someone dying in a car accident or if it was her dad dying in a car accident, but the past that man had and the things that he overcame that I only got to hear about, and then watching him fall back into that struggle and then dying because of that struggle. I think that's what broke her so badly. I met Fred Lamberson, you know, when I got married, I suppose, and he was a pillar, a true man of God. And to hear the stories of what he overcame in addiction, drugs, alcohol, just all the things he wrecked in his young life that my wife had to grow up in, and that she got to help him overcome as he built the Teen Challenge, where they helped people recover over in Northern California. And just, she got to work with him in that. And she grew in that, but you could still tell in her, as I've been married to her and knowing her and seeing her weaknesses, that she still hurt from her youth, even though she knew her dad was, you know, past that. And we all want to believe people just get past that. And I truly believe he did. In the last few months, however, before his death, he had demons that haunted him and wrecked him. And it was a horrible thing to watch. To where I wanted my kids to go over to his house as much as possible before that, and then I didn't even want them to see him. It was so bad. He was a bad example. It was hard on my wife. My wife couldn't talk to him. My wife couldn't see him. And this was only the few months left in his life, little did we know. And that experience broke her horribly. And watching her try to come back from that has been difficult. It goes up, it goes down, it's hard. It's hard on the kids. They don't know the details, but I think my praise report is one of just watching God love on people and watching the legacy of a man, a great man, truly come through. And to watch my wife see that, see it in our kids, see it in the community that he touched. We got to go to his memorial and see the biggest memorial I've ever been to for the amount of people whose lives were touched by that man. And it's not about the last you know, few months of his life. It's not about the horror that everybody had to go through in the end. It's not about the drugs or the struggle. It's watching God take something so beautiful, a flower that bloomed in the middle before it wilted, and let that just be his legacy. And watching my kids, who knew nothing of his struggle, to see their Papa Fred as an amazing man of God. And that's all they know of him. And they will live their lives with that, and as will we. And that is my praise today. Thank you.
Wow. I've had people say, Sandy, I don't know how to praise. How do you start? How do you initiate? In Psalms 48, the very first part of Psalms 48, there's a song that we used to sing a lot, and these are some of the words that it came from. It's, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God in his holy mountain. Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. When you hear the words of that psalm, they're not just words in a song that we sing, but they're words that mean something to our Father. And if you're having issues like, how do I start praising the Lord? How do I begin to be able to share my heart? You can begin to sing the songs that we sing on Sunday mornings. We used to have pieces of paper. I used to take some of those home with me, and I would read those words over. I don't know how to praise him, begin to sing a song. Sing a song to the Lord. Think about David. King David, but before he was king, he sang to the Lord. He would get his little lyre out and just play his little songs and just make up songs to the Lord. He didn't even have to go look for a song. He would just begin to just speak out of his heart, and words would come, and it would become a song to the Lord. And as we begin to just voice those to the Lord, we're praising him. We're giving ourselves to him. He hears our praises. He hears our heart. And the key is our heart. Because how many times have you been praying and all of a sudden you realize you're making a list to what you need to buy at the grocery store? It's like, oh man, God, forgive me. You know, I'll go to bed and I'll praise you, and then you're asleep. It's like, oh God, forgive me, I fell asleep. The Lord says, it's what's in here that counts. Maybe you're so exhausted, you're asleep, but your spirit is still praising God. He knows our heart. He knows what's deep inside of us, and he listens to our heart. He hears what's deep down. You know, God is so faithful, and he loves us with an unending, unyielding, literally without end love. And all he wants from us is that in return. I know it sounds like, but Sandy, you know, I do love the Lord. Guess what? He wants to hear it. How many times, you have kids, maybe, or you are a kid, obviously. Everybody's a kid to somebody. So that matches. Everybody gets to jump into this category. You're either a kid or you have one. How does it feel when your kid comes up and says, just because, for no reason, absolutely zip, I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad. You know, I just love you. Why? What did I do? Just because I love you. And how do you think that the Lord feels when we just all of a sudden, out of just in the middle of our day, in the busyness of our heart, I love you, Lord. Thoughtful acts, full of thought, acts of praise. Can you come up here, young lady? Right behind, yes, you. Yeah. The Lord is faithful, and he is good. And I'm going to tell you, I leak information, and I would give anything if we were all born with name tags. So I'm going to ask you, what's your
Jennifer.
Name? Jennifer. I apologize, Jennifer.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, really.
Oh. Should have stayed in bed this morning.
I do love her. She's awesome.
Can't look at him. Many of you know my daughter, and to me, she's amazing. She teaches me every day what it's like to love someone, but more than that, so does her dad. And when I met him, I wasn't in a good place. I was still under control of my mother, who controls everything she touches. And that's the only life I knew. I had gone to church for years, and I knew that that's where I needed to be. But I wasn't following that path because that wasn't the path my mom was on. But when I met him, he taught me that I could be my own person. And over time, I learned that I could be what God wanted me to be. And I didn't know what that was. And for many years, I just followed what everybody else wanted me to do, not what I wanted to do or what God wanted me to be. So then when Faith came into our lives, and she was so sick, and she was so little, I just remember standing there holding this little 3-pound, 2-ounce baby, little girl. Well, I couldn't hold her. I couldn't touch her because her skin wasn't developed yet. I thought, okay, God, I don't know where you're going with this. I don't know what you're doing here, but I promise you, if you show me the path, I will follow it. If you show me and you help me raise this little girl, I will follow it. And he has. But more than that, he brought amazing people into my life. He brought my husband and his son, and he's shown me where to walk. And I don't do it right. None of us do. But on that day that she was born, I knew that he was leading me down a path that I needed to follow. And that path is wide and W'd, but I know that the path that Lord wants me on, and I know that that promise that I made him to that day is leading me down where I need to go.
Praise God. Thank you. Can't you just feel the heart of God swelling in your chest? I mean, seriously, can you just feel the heart of God this morning? When he asked me initially, and I'm not going to lie, I mean, my first thought was, I'm going to get killed. They are not going to be happy. And he says, but Sandy, I will. And I thought, you know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because as long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and as long as my Father is happy with me, as long as I can walk out and God said, well done, I'm happy. I'm happy. And I know that each and every one of you that has shared this morning, God had something special back for you. You gave of yourself, but I promise you, you will in return receive a blessing because you blessed us. Thomas, that blessed me. You have no idea how much that blessed me. From deep in my heart, that blessed me because of stuff inside of me that blessed me and gives me hope for some things for myself. And Shelley, your heart is so pure. I mean, seriously, and Brookie and Heidi, I mean, all the ones that's come up and shared, your heart, I mean, it's just, it touches me. And it touches the heart of God, Jennifer, for your obedience to be able to come up. And you planted something today in our hearts that will grow, a seed that will grow. And the Lord says, now I want to plant a seed in each one of you in this room. I want to plant a seed of hope and of trust and of future and knowing that deep inside God has your back. He has your back. I asked Haas when he came, when I came up this morning, they were doing a song. And Haas, can you come up? I asked him if they would close with that song. In fact, even the very first song that they started this morning, it was about praise. It was like, yes. But that last song that he did this morning, I asked him if he would close with that song. And Haas, before you sing that song, you're our last thoughtful act of praise. Do you want me to shut this off?
I'm not used to being behind a microphone. I'm really nervous right now. That's not fair. What an incredibly different service. When you got up and said that we're going to do something different and kind of expounded a little bit this morning, I went, oh, gosh, this is going to get weird. But how many of you have been just absolutely blessed this morning? Amen. God is so good and it's so thrilling to hear the testimonies and what God has done in other people's lives and how God has grown different individuals and taken people through different things. And Cody and Eric, go ahead and come up and join me this morning. This morning, I've heard the testimonies about what God has done in different lives. And my testimony, my praise this morning is you. In November, we will be celebrating 4 years of this church being planted in Emmett, Iowa. And some of you have been here before that. Some of you know how this church came to be and what God brought a lot of us through. And it's absolutely amazing to see from day one to now the growth in different individuals' lives. You can measure the progress of the church. No, we don't have a building yet. Yes, we're still packing stuff in and out. No, we're not running 250 people strong and you know, doing radical things in the community, but we've been consistently, steadily growing, and it's not so much measured in tangible things. It's measured by the progress and the growth in your life. And I have seen God do some amazing things. People that were injured and hurt and wounded in the past that I never thought would come back to church. They loved God and I knew that, but man, they got wounded in church somewhere along the way and they got hurt and I never thought we would see them again. They started coming back and I've seen God cause growth in their lives. And their faithfulness has touched others and caused others to become faithful. Their growth has inspired and created passion in others, and others have started to grow and become passionate. I've seen God do amazing things in your life. That's my praise, because 4 years ago, we started this church in my living room because of some hurts and some wounded, some injured people that desperately needed some place to belong, needed a church family. And I've seen God take that and grow it. And it's changed my life. So I thank God, I praise God, not only for who he is, but for what he's done. I praise God for you. Let's stand and close in a song of praise this morning.